just this week, two EMU students and one faculty member have tested positive for COVID-19. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. In the past week, two EMU students and one faculty member have tested positive for COVID-19. The first student reportedly lived off campus, had not attended classes since March 5th, and did not attend the study abroad trip to Italy. According to the Washtenaw County Health Department, the student did not have the disease at any point while they were on campus and would not have been at risk of exposing others until March 19th. The second student lived on campus until March 12th and didn't show any symptoms at that time. The health department states that there is no concern of exposure because of the length of time between when the student left campus and when the student started showing symptoms. The student is currently being cared for at home. The instructor's last day on campus was March 16th. They began to develop symptoms on the 19th. The health department is currently tracking the instructor's close contact. Due to federal privacy laws, none of the individuals have been identified. On Tuesday, March 24th, students should have received an email announcing the deadline for students to request a pass or no pass grading option that has been extended until April 20th. Students can opt for this grading method for each of their courses individually. If a student chooses to pass or no pass grading option in a given course, a grade of D- or higher will result in an S on their transcript. A failing grade will result in a U. The Honors College will continue to grant honors credit for classes where this grading option is applied. To apply for this option, students must fill out the application offered through the Office of Records and Registration. There are separate forms for both undergraduate and graduate students. You can find the link to both of these forms on our website. EMU student government elections have been postponed until September. Candidates who submitted a petition will automatically appear on the ballot in the fall. We'll update you with the exact date of the election as it is announced. Well, that's all the news we have for you today. Check out easternecho.com for these stories and more as we continue to keep you updated. Be safe, keep others safe, and stay at home. This has been the Eastern Echo Podcast, and this is Liz Horniak signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Izuloka-Bunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo podcast.